O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and the destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire, or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. Om Gaunatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Svavatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha. He Krishna Koruna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Sanagaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Ko Pitrubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Vasudev, directly indicates Lord Sri Krishna, who is the divine son of Vasudev and Devaki. This fact will be more explicitly explained in the text of this work. In Sanskrit grammar, Vasudev becomes Vasudev. The son of Vasudev is Vasudev. The in ordinary dealings also, more in India you find people are identified, this is such and such, son of such and such. But in ISKCON it's also current, you know. Who are you? This is Krishnadasi. I'm the daughter of such and such. I'm the son of such and such. Which Krishnadas are you? Which Krishnadasi are you? Oh, I'm... So the person is identified with reference to the parents. There may be so many Krishnas. So which Krishna? Krishna, the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Sri Vyasadeva asserts herein that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all others are his direct or indirect plenary portions or portions of the portion. Srila Jiva Goswami has more explicitly explained the subject matter in his Krishna Sandarbha. And Brahma, the original living being, has explained the subject of Sri Krishna substantially in his treatise named Brahma Sangita. In the Samaveda Upanishad, it is also stated that Lord Sri Krishna is the divine son of Devaki, Devaki Putra. Therefore, in this prayer, the first proposition holds that Lord Sri Krishna is the primeval Lord, and if any transcendental nomenclature is to be understood as belonging to the absolute personality of Godhead, it must be the name indicated by the word Krishna, which means the all-attractive. In Bhagavad Gita, in many places, the Lord asserts himself to be the original personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed by Arjuna and also by great sages like Narada, Vyasta, and many others. In the Padma Puran, it is also stated that out of the innumerable names of the Lord, the name of Krishna is the principal one. Vasudev indicates the plenary portion of the personality of Godhead, and all the different forms of the Lord, being identical with Vasudev, are indicated in this text. The name Vasudev particularly indicates the divine son of Vasudev and Devaki. Sri Krishna is always meditated upon by the Paramhansas, who are the perfected ones among those in the renounced order of life. So these Bhagavad Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, focuses explicitly on Sri Krishna. In other literature written by Vyasadeva, Krishna may appear, may not appear. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, the entire subject is Krishna, Satyam Param, the absolute truth. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Brahma, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhu. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ahustam Rishya Sarabe Devarshir Naradastata Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bhavishime. Someone may say, well, you're Krishna's friend, so you're pumping him up. But Arjuna says, no, all of the sages confirm this conclusion. Asita, Devala, Vyasa, and you also confirm the same truth. So, Sarvam etadritam manye yanma vatsikesha. Therefore, I completely accept everything that you say. The Krishna will be confirmed to be the cause of all causes. Vasudeva, or Lord Sri Krishna, is the cause of all causes. Everything that exists emanates from the Lord. How this is so is explained in later chapters of the work. Janmadi. Janma means creation or birth. And Adi means starting with. So when we have birth, then implied is death or destruction. And between the two, we have maintenance. So Janmadi, creation, maintenance, dissolution. Asya Yataha, from whom? Krishna is the person from whom these three proceed. In the Vedanta Sutra, the beginning subject is announced, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now it's time, therefore, to inquire about Brahma, about the Absolute, about the Greatest, about the Supreme. And then, what is that Greatest? Janmad Yasya Yataha. The source from which or from whom Janmadi comes. Janmad Yasya Yataha. So here, that source is confirmed to be the personality of Godhead. This will be explained later in the text, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyate. The Absolute may be realized impersonally in the beginning, then in his localized feature, and finally as the personality of Godhead. Though the personality of Godhead is the last word in the Absolute Truth, and Krishna is that personality of Godhead, ultimately. Ete chamsa kalapam sa krishnastu bhagavan svayam. Other forms are portions of the personality of Godhead or portions of portions. But Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. Therefore, Swarat, he's independent. Nothing else depends upon him. Sarva karana karanam, the cause of all the other causes. This work is described by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya as the spotless Purana because it contains the transcendental narration of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The history of the Srimad Bhagavatam is also very glorious. It was compiled by Sri Vyasadeva after he had attained maturity in transcendental knowledge. He wrote this under the instructions of Sri Naradji, his spiritual master. Vyasadeva compiled all Vedic literatures containing the four divisions of the Vedas, the Vedanta Sutras, or the Brahma Sutras, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, and so on. But nevertheless, he was not satisfied. His dissatisfaction was observed by his spiritual master, and thus Narada advised him to write on the transcendental activities of Lord Sri Krishna. These transcendental activities are described specifically in the 10th canto of this work. But in order to reach to the very substance, one must proceed gradually by developing knowledge of the categories. This is described later in the first canto, that Vyasadeva was feeling some incompleteness, some dissatisfaction. And I've written all these books, I've done so many things, and still I'm not satisfied. And Narada pointed out, how will you be satisfied? You've neglected the personality of Godhead, Krishna. You've beat around the bush. You've skirted the subject. You've got all of these indirect sort of approaches. You've written Mahabharata, and all right, you've put Bhagavad Gita there in the middle, but meanwhile, all these Naladamayanti, love stories and adventures and so many things. And the result will be, and you've praised karma, you've praised Gyan, you've praised yoga, you've talked all about the heavenly planets. And the result of this is that people's minds are going to be like boats on a rocky sea. You're responsible for all this. So you've tried in different indirect ways to enlighten people about the absolute truth, but you're not satisfied and they're not getting the point. So now directly glorify the personality of God. So in his maturity, after writing so many other books, Srila Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Purana, the spotless Purana, spotless Vedic knowledge, is found in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. The ultimate substance of Srimad Bhagavatam is found in the 10th canto, but Prabhupada says to capture the effects of the 10th canto, to get it, one has to proceed gradually. If we just jump into the 10th canto following the lead of professional Bhagavatam reciters and sentimental members of the public, we won't understand Krishna. One has to follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit, who heard Srimad Bhagavatam patiently from beginning to end from Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Srila Prabhupada said, a pure devotee does not neglect even one drop of Srimad Bhagavatam. So patiently, step by step, first canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto, finally to the 10th canto, as we see the deity starting from the lotus feet and then coming to the knees, to the chest, to the, finally to the face. So respectfully, we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam starting from the very beginning, Janmad Yasya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur lectured on this one verse for, 3 months, I think, in Dhaka? Some say 1 month, say, so even if it had been a year, he wouldn't have reached the end of the topic. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when first explained the Atmarama verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in, 64 different ways. And then later he met Sanatana Goswami, and after speaking with Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana asked him, sir, I understand that you explained this verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in 64 different ways. Could you repeat that explanation? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again explained it, and then after explaining 64, by your association I just thought of another meaning. And then he said, actually, there's no limit, because each verse, each word, each syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is identical with Krishna. And Krishna is unlimited. So each mantra, each word of Srimad Bhagavatam has unlimited meaning. It just has to be realized in our purified state in the association of devotees and under proper guidance. To reach the substance, one must proceed gradually by developing knowledge of the categories. That will be explained in the second canto. Atrasargo, Visargas, Cha, there are different categories of understanding. Creation, sub-creation, maintenance, and so on. Gradually we come to the ultimate, source of all of these manifestations, Krishna. It is natural that a philosophical mind wants to know about the origin of the creation. At night he sees the stars in the sky, and he naturally speculates about their inhabitants. Such inquiries are natural for man, because man has a developed consciousness which is higher than that of the animals. The author of Srimad Bhagavatam gives a direct answer to such inquiries. He says that the Lord Sri Krishna is the origin of all creations. He is not only the creator of the universe, but the destroyer as well. The manifested cosmic nature is created at a certain period by the will of the Lord. It is maintained for some time, and then it is annihilated by his will. Therefore, the supreme will is behind all cosmic activities. Of course, there are atheists of various categories who do not believe in a creator, but that is due to a poor fund of knowledge. The modern scientists, for example, has created space satellites, and by some arrangement or other, these satellites are thrown into outer space to fly for some time at the control of the scientist who is far away. Similarly, all the universes, with innumerable stars and planets, are controlled by the intelligence of the personality of Godhead. Mahadyakshena prakriti suyate satrachra. The hetunanena konteya jagat viparivartate in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is going on by my supervision. Nothing is just happening by chance. Nothing is just randomly occurring. Directly and indirectly, everything is going on by my direction. Either it's going on directly by my personal supervision, or it's going on indirectly by the workings of my different energies. Yasya anurupam api yasya chateshtate. The material energy is going on by the will of the Lord. In the Upanishads, what is that? Prasya shakti vividaiva shuyate svabhaviki jnana blakriyacha. The Lord has innumerable energies, and they're all working as if automatically according to his will. So everything is going on directly or indirectly by the intelligence of the personality of Godhead. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the scientific study of this topic, Sri Krishna, the ultimate topic. And we can, we're therefore advised, pibhata bhagavatam, just drink Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day we're drinking tea or we're drinking water. But if we're not drinking Srimad Bhagavatam, then we're missing the nectar of life. Pibhata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavaka. Any questions, comments?